In our study of the 23rd Psalm, we come this morning to the third verse. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. The restoration of the soul. I can imagine someone who heard last Sabbath morning's sermon with this message of the Good Shepherd's leading to green pastures and by still waters, saying, that may be true, but it's not for me. I have turned away from the Good Shepherd, and I have no claim on his promise and his gift of green pastures and quiet waters. There were times in David's experience when he could very well have thought like that. For he, more than once, had turned away from the Good Shepherd. But David found an answer to that. And so can you and I. Here it is. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. There is the answer to anyone who feels that the green pastures and the quiet waters are not for him. There are three things that I want to underline in our study of this verse. Under three words, restoration, direction, and motivation. And first of all, restoration. He restoreth my soul. And quite literally it is, he brings my soul back. And that can be taken in different senses, according to our different needs. We've just been singing Psalm 19. And the same word that's translated restore here in Psalm 23 is used there in verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. So one translation of this verse of Psalm 23 renders it, he converts my soul. And there's a message there for the man who's never turned to the Lord. The man who has turned to his own way and has never turned back. Now let me make it quite clear that such a man can never turn back by himself. Perhaps he thinks that one day he'll be able to do so when he decides to do it. But he cannot do it by himself. No man can turn back to God by himself. But thank God there is a power that can make him turn and enable him to turn. There is a power that can convert him. And we praise God for that. The writer of another shepherd psalm was very much aware of his need and the need of his people to turn to God. And he was equally aware of the fact that he could not turn by himself. And so, three times in Psalm 80, will you turn for a moment to that psalm? Three times in Psalm 80, we find this prayer. Turn us again. In verse 3, in verse 7, and in verse 19. Turn us. Turn us again. And literally, it's cause us to turn. And we shall be saved. In verse 3, in verse 7, and in verse 19 of another shepherd psalm, Psalm 80, because it begins, give ear, O shepherd of Israel. And it's worth noting in passing how the writers of this psalm's prayer